Thanks.
In the United States today, I suppose his name is most closely associated with his yearly appearance at the Marlborough Festival, where he continues to conduct on weekends and during the week to hold classes. It's an inspiring experience to go there, not just for musicians, but for those who just want to watch art in its creative process, because for me, actually, seeing an artistic achievement come into being is frequently more exciting than the actual performance when it is heard finally before the audience.
Yes, this is my invention also, the percussion itself. Look, how beautiful it is that half a tone, short half a tone. Another half a tone, beautiful. Yes, you hear?
Interesting to watch the manner in which Casals works with his pupils. There is, on the one hand, this intense vitality and dedication of the man, and on the other hand, there's this wonderful understanding he has for the students with whom he works and his gentleness toward them.
He has been always very gentle and very kind to young people. He loves young people. Yes. He loves to be among them, and he loves to make music with them. It seems to make him also young, so it's like a mutual infection. They get inspired, the young people get inspired by him, and he gets inspired by young people.
And the la vitesse. The accelerando normal, a normal accelerando, you see? Order, logic, the things come in the right moment that they have to come, not a disorderly fantasy. Very well, but you are a cellist, very good.
He's spoken to me about his ideas of teaching, which he regards as a matter of great responsibility, because he recognizes the necessity of giving his pupil everything that he possibly can from his own experience, and at the same time he's profoundly conscious of the necessity of avoiding any inhibition of the creative genius, the potential creative genius of any one particular pupil. And to witness this process at work when he is teaching is an extraordinarily exciting experience.
Very well, now, nothing of the German.
In Marlborough we have a group of very gifted young players. They really don't like to play in the orchestra. They don't like to play symphonic music. They are either soloists or chamber music players. Of course, the wind players are orchestra players. But everybody in some way finds it a chore to play in the orchestra. Only a player himself will understand it. You don't want to be part of 100 people always.
One. It isn't good. It isn't gay. It isn't good. La 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 ya ra la 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 ya ra la la. No, it has no, that the first note has no life. La 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 la. One. Good. No. You do it. La 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 la. One. The first note has no. The first note has no life. La 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 la. I think you could begin not so much in the point of the bow. La 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 la. When I sing it with my voice, I have no voice, but I give the accents, and you see how variety. La 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 la.
But the moment the rehearsal starts, there is something about the man, about the enthusiasm that he creates, that everybody loves to play with him. There is such an enthusiasm being created by the man himself that it's catching, and at the end we are all in love with playing in the orchestra.